Hey everybody on Anchor, hope you're having a wonderful day. It's a pretty busy day over here. I've got a lot going on, and one of the things I'm doing today is for my poetry class, it's poem recital day. Wonderful. So I'll be reciting a poem later today that I wrote for my course, which is not going to be the poem I'm reading here. But as promised, today, for those of you who don't remember, it is Pi Day, March 14th. And as much as I despise the mathematical form of pi, I figured I would put myself up to a very short challenge and do a pi poem, which basically you follow the value of pi, and I didn't go very far. I think I did like 15 lines. No, wait. No, I think I did about 12. I didn't go very far. And I'll explain why, but because obviously I'm not going to sit here. Obviously everyone knows that pi itself is infinite and it's just going to keep going on. But you follow basically for each line, you go with the value. So for example, your first line is going to have 3 syllables. Your second line is going to only have 1. And your third line will have 4, and so on and so on and so on. And so you follow that format and you create your pi poem. And honestly, I wanted to try it just to see if I could do it. And I did it. And I did promise everybody on Anchor that I would come and recite my pi poem. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. It is not an enjoyable poem to write. For one, it deals with math, and I despise math. Math scares me. And I'm one of those people that's like, ugh, I don't like numbers. So you'll have to be very strict about following a number routine. Because there's no rhyme or reason to the pi poem, which I thought, oh, this is great. As long as I follow the number of syllables per line, I could create a really cool pi poem. I don't even remember how many lines I did. I think I did about 12 lines. And so it's a very short poem. But I found it to be extremely strenuous because I didn't want words to break. So you have to find words that are going to fit in the syllable count for the line. Because, for example, the word cinnamon, you don't want cinna and then min on the second line. Ugh. You know? But you've got to find the right syllable count. So, yeah, you kind of have to get creative about that. But it's like, there's so much you want to say about apple pie, for example. That's what I entitled my poem. I just called it apple pie. And it's like, this is not fun. I found it to be very strenuous and not enjoyable, but still I did it. So, honestly, I had more fun writing the poem that I'm going to recite for today's course meeting. And I baked some snickerdoodles and some peanut butter white chocolate chip cookies for the gathering. And it's going to be a really cool event. So anyway, without further ado, here's my horrid attempt at a pie poem. And it's called Apple Pie. Apple pie tastes so heavenly. Smell the ground cinnamon as it dances just beneath your nose. Enjoy apple pie any way you like, even with ice cream. But no matter what you do, enjoy apple pie with best friends. So, yeah, the poem was very short and blah and boring. Plus, I have to leave pretty soon, so there's not much I could contribute because I have other things, papers to finish writing and things to do for university. And so this weekend is going to be pretty busy. But I thought I would bring that to you guys, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. So that is my pie poem for Pi Day. I may, excuse me. I may come up here and recite the poem I did for my course, but that really is going to depend on, because I'm going to try to submit it to a journal, and then also, I'm going to see if I could get a little bit more feedback on it, and then I might come up and recite it. Excuse me. I have a runny nose today. Allergies are just not my best friend. I hope this doesn't bother me during the recital. Yikes. Anyway, but that's pretty much what's going on today, folks. It's going to be a nice gathering with students, and I'm bringing some refreshments, and
it's just going to be a day of poetry. We're going to discuss some poetry that we had to read for the class, and then we're also doing the poem recitals. So it's going to be a very, very awesome day. So I don't know much else, but anyway, these last couple of few weeks have been very hectic. Especially for my roommate who's going through some health problems and temporarily has to surrender her dog to some long-term boarding, so that she can improve, hopefully. And, we've been having a lot of stuff going on at the house. And so things have just been very, very hectic, but I really love and adore every single one of you. And I hope you all have a great day. And I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.